Hello. Hello.
In the 80s, there was some new wave movement over there, like everywhere in the world. Yeah, so it was in Belgrade too, in Yugoslavia, then used to what they used to call. And there was some big band. One of those bands were Charlotte Acrobat, and I was a part of it. And then after that. After our split, we just formed this band, Disciplina Kishma, which means, in English, for example, spinal discipline or backbone discipline.
Hey, you little man.
So it was from 81, 82 till, let's say, start of the war in our country. We were over there. We recorded 7 records. We were quite became quite popular. It was sort of unusual lineup. It was bass and drums, never guitar in a band. And later on some stage, it was brass, just saxophone and trumpet. Also, just before the beginning of the war, it was sort of mixed lineup with 2 Croats and 2 Serbs. I believe the other parts of Eastern Europe were not that much into the new wave like Yugoslavia used to be at the moment. So over there in Belgrade and in whole Yugoslavia, I think it was quite close and quite soon after the punk broke, actually, in 77,
let's say. It should be more tight everywhere around the world. It should be more tight everywhere around the world. It should be more. Those who get up, get up. Those who get up, get up. Yeah. Those who get up, get up. Those who get up, get up.
Who's in your soul?
I'm listening lots of Jimi Hendrix all the time, all my life. It's just changed the way of treating instruments in rock music. Also, the new wave did that in another way, opening it a bit more freely for other. For example, the role of bass guitar in a new wave is very important, because from 78 or something, the bass player bass instruments started to be sort of main instrument in lots of bands. Yeah. So maybe that moved me, and that influenced me to play bass guitar like as a primary instrument. There are kids that are coming to see us with their parents too, which is very strange and nice. That's good, and I also like any gig more than ever. I sort of respect gigs, all these like nice things when you come on stage and play to people. Good. For a while, and I spent there sort of 5, 6, or 7 years, and reformed the band over there with English musicians. So we started to play sort of rave music on the live instruments. So rave put it out again in a way, and sort of now we all the time playing Disiplina Kirchner is not having any breaks in between the songs. So.
Гора, има една кучица на обали мора, ту на пол небо са чувек сия, влага поетара с кой вас случили, получи нас един стари бор, он е му чуши до чуден стор, той стари се наджава в Бога на блага, он че да речи да е моя снага.
Sort of minimalistic approach to the lyrics. It's like not that many words, just a few words explaining everything. So we played in a way DJ rock. Major deal over there, and so, you know, the music industry is changing today, really, and it started over there in the 90s to change, and it's like really I said vicious job, you know, it's like not vicious, but it's really hard struggle, you know, for everyone over there, to any band, you know, band, the groups that can wait for, you know, for 10 years to or something, just to sign a record deal with some major label. I couldn't, I mean, it was too boring for me, you know, I couldn't wait that much.
Humor, koji stvara umor, strasne igre reći, Nel suo mano tutto specie ironico, questo è omicio, la parodia, il musico è come prima. Yeah! Yeah! Come lasci il fumo? Puoi fare uno,
yeah, yeah.
Puoi dire reci,
yeah, yeah.
Ecco moro tutto specie,
yeah, yeah.
Ironico, posto e omicio,
yeah, yeah.
La parodia,
yeah, yeah.
Il musico è aprire.
Ecco moro tutto specie,
ecco moro tutto specie,
ecco moro tutto specie,
ecco moro tutto specie,
ecco moro tutto specie, ecco moro tutto
specie, ecco moro
tutto specie.
Oh! Oh!
Ecco moro toda specie.
Come lasci humor?
Yeah, yeah.
Puoi fare humor?
Yeah, yeah.
Proste idre leggi?
Yeah, yeah.
Ecco moro toda specie.
Yeah, yeah.
Ironico, posto e omicio. La parodia, il circo è aprile.
Ecco mora toda specie,
ecco mora toda specie,
ecco mora
toda specie,
ecco mora toda specie,
ecco
mora toda specie,
ecco
mora toda specie, ecco mora toda specie.
Title of the album is like, what exactly do you mean when you say music? Tell me, because of unexpected wide use of music. So music nowadays is really like very cheap thing. It's like this yesterday, you know, anyone can make music because of these softwares and all this. Like,
do you think so?
Yeah, and everybody is making music too, and a lot of people who actually are not into the music, they are now sort of making music, you know, and they're singing and they're rapping and all that, you know. Also, music is not that much important as it used to be. Any industry, it just needs again this updating all the time, you know, another sections to sell, and it's a bit boring.
Show, please. Hey,
Catching the lights, oh!
Thank you.
live gig is everything that is left. And that live gig should be expensive also, because then authors and composers and bands can live out of it and make some money. Otherwise, with the selling music, that's not going to be huge selling anymore. I've got that thing that I can adapt. The band is adapted to time. Adapted, updated. Okay?
50 éve járt először ember az űrben. 60 éves lenne Déri János. Egy új lemez és a pesti álom. Holnap reggel a Ma reggelben Süveges Gergő.
Vigyázzál a kicsire!
Most már pénzt fogok kérni, érte?
A nagy kavarodásban...
Ez a történet nekem még mindig homályos.
Mindenki az igazságot kergeti.
Ő Julien, én meg Babette vagyok. Az unoka testvér.
De mi van, ha már a saját szemednek sem hihetsz?
Megtettük, amit tudtunk, de hiába. Egy anyát nem pótolhatunk.
Paradicsom Kempény. A sorozat folytatódik ma 18 óra 40 perckor az M1-en.
Elfogadom a felkérést a Grand Tourist vezetésére.
Zsarolás?
Így is lehet nevezni.
Egyelőre ideális férnek kell lenni. A szeretők csak később jöhetnek.
Kinek volt haszna ebből, meg a pártiroda elleni támadásból?
Igen, csak logikus lenne, ha összefüggésbe hoznám az újságíró eltűnését az ön személyére.
Mi van, ha az újságírót megtalálják egy csomagtartóban a fotókkal? Egy házasságtörés csak kínos, de egy gyilkosság?
A Karbaj csendje. Vadonatúj francia sorozat. Ma este az M1-en.
Időzített bomba, veszélyes hulladék lerakók, házak, lakóparkok alatt. Kinek a felelőssége? A tervezőé? Az építőé? Az államé? Vagy azé, aki megveszi? Vendégünk Vámosi Oszkár, környezetvédelmi szakértő és Zaher Gábor, toxikológus. Szabadulás a devizahiteltől és a lakástól. Persze, ha megy, de nem megy. A törlesztő részletek az egekben, a lakáspiac áll, a lakók pedig utcára kerülhetnek.
Az este... Ma 21 óra 5 perckor az M1-en.
Én azt hiszem, találtam valamit.
Charles Loggett.
Tom Lennox figyelmeztetni akarta a titkos szolgálatot.
Mit tud Dimitri Kredenkóról?
Tudom, hogy találjuk meg.
Hogy?
Az elnök meg fog halni.
Azt mondta, 25 perc alatt állítja össze. Ha Assadra akarjuk kenni a merényletet, akkor együtt kell őket felrobbantanunk vele.
24. A hatodik évad. Ma 22 órakor az M1-en.
Játsz újra Kornél, egy fonogram díjas, komoly jazzzenész. A Szegedi Rómeó és Júlia története filmen. És a Vers legyen veled, avagy a dobozba rejtett költészet.
Aranymetszés. Ma éjjel az M1-en.